Allah says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. الذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. And Allah loves the virtuous and those who, when they commit an indecent act or wrong themselves, remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives sins except Allah? And who do not persist in what they have committed? As we mentioned yesterday, we started to talk about the fact that it is a mortal sin to lose hope in Allah's forgiveness and to lose hope in Allah as the one who would bring a good outcome for whatever difficulties we have to face. And Allah has equated those people who do not have hope with the kafirun, the unbelievers. And we talked about the fact that it is equated with them because the act of losing hope, the state of losing hope, is denial of Allah of one of his most fundamental attributes, the attribute of rahmah, the attribute of mercy. And that secondly, if that person has lost hope, the barriers are removed from that person doing anything good, because that person says, well, okay, you know, I might be punished for it, so I might as well go ahead and do wrong things. One of the reasons for the sexual promiscuity in the West is rooted on that, because in Christian teachings, sexual behavior was something frowned upon. That the best situation a person could be to get the closest to God that one can get required celibacy. This is why you had priests not getting married. And because of that, because this state was next to impossible for people to achieve, people said, well, okay, if this is the case, then I might as well indulge. I might as well go pull out all the stops. And this has led to an environment, a Western environment that we live in. A sick environment, an environment that pushes to excess because of the fact that they considered the sexual act to be something sinful. And indeed, in many of the teachings, in terms of the story of Hazrat Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve in the garden, one of the reasons why they say that Adam and Eve fell was because of this particular fact. And so here we have then a very clear example of the lack of hope, meaning some people who could not see themselves in that type of idealistic light, that lack of hope, leading to excesses rather than leading to self-control. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. So great indeed that the mu'min or the Muslim should not be at all in despair of Allah's mercy. Somebody, Jabir Abdullah al-Ansari asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, if a woman kills her child, could she seek pardon? Could she do istighfar? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, by Allah, in whose control is the life of Muhammad. The Prophet is swearing to this particular statement that he's about to say. Even if the woman had killed 70 prophets and then felt remorse, very important, felt remorse and repented, and Allah knew definitely about her sincerity and the truth of her statement, upon that condition that she does not repeat the sin, her repentance would be accepted. So here the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning the very important components of tawbah. Sincerely being remorseful, asking Allah for forgiveness, being firm in not committing the sin again, then she will be forgiven. When we talk about lack of hope as a evil deed, as a mortal sin or a grave sin, however, we have to separate that from the idea of fear of Allah's punishment. The real fear, the impending fear, the fear that the axe will fall, the fear that you will go to hell, this intense fear. And this fear is balanced off by hope. This fear might seem to be a kind of hopelessness, but it is not. That hopelessness leads to an abandonment of taking recourse to Allah. That type of hopelessness means giving up and not even trying to seek Allah's forgiveness. But the fear, the almost self-conviction that you wouldn't be punished, still a fear, but whilst in that state that you are asking Allah for forgiveness, this is the important situation that you must find yourself in. One must not belittle our sins. One must not just simply take for granted Allah's forgiveness, because this in itself will create insincerity. And we have experiences of this in our lives. You know, people who take your goodness for granted. You know, many children, for example, take the indulgence of their parents, their love for their parents' love for them for granted, and some of them even abuse it. You know, I know mommy is always going to agree with me, for example, if daddy doesn't. You know, that type of a thing, right? And what happens is basically you end up in a very shallow relationship. So you can never take Allah's mercy for granted. Allah looks into your very heart itself and sees whether you are truly sincere or not. And to encourage this sincerity requires what we would call holy fear. So you have many, many hadith that talk about the quality of a Muslim's ibadah, a quality of a Muslim's worship, being that between fear and hope. We make salah, we fear that it might not be rejected because of the inattentiveness that we would have placed in that particular salah, but we hope in Allah's mercy. And that fear and that hope leads us to perform even better our next salah, so that we are striving more towards the side of hope and not of fear. And a good example that reflects, one, the great extent of Allah's forgiveness, and secondly, the intensity of the fear, the intensity of the fear and the intense efforts of the hope, is recited in the reasons for the descent of the verse of the Holy Quran that I mentioned to you earlier on in the beginning, that Allah loves the muhsinin, that those who commit an indecent act and wrong themselves and remember Allah and seek forgiveness of them for their sins, that Allah forgive them, and who else but Allah would forgive them. The cause for the descent of this particular verse, it is reported that one of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, one time came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi crying. He came to him crying. And the Prophet looked at him and he said, "Oh Mu'adh, why are you crying? What is making you cry?" And Mu'adh told the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, "There was a young man standing at the door, fresh-faced and basically cute, very good-looking, you know, fresh-faced young man. But his face looks like a mother who has lost her child, crying so much. And this young man wants to see you." So this young man is outside the door of the Prophet's masjid, and he's weeping his heart out. And Mu'adh sees him, and Mu'adh is moved by this beautiful young man who's crying like a mother who has lost a child. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said to Mu'adh,